Hello and good morning. 7:56 a.m. You're listening to Ben and Josh on The Morning After. And on the other end of the line, we have Headland, a.k.a. Gene. How's it going?
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, very good. How are you?
I'm really good. Sorry I missed your call before. I was on set and it was all go.
No worries
really?
At all.
Oh my gosh.
Can you tell us what you're on set for?
Yeah.
Is it a secret project?
I'm currently working on Avatar 2 and 3, and we're in our last 3 weeks of shooting, so it's all go.
Damn, very cool. Look at you, music extraordinaire,
yeah.
Movie star.
Gosh. Yeah, just talking to us when you got the time.
You've got it all.
You won't catch me in front of the camera, I'll tell you that much.
Well, whatever role you're playing, I'm sure it's absolutely vital to the entire creation of the film.
Yeah, it's been fun.
But in between movie making, you're also music making. And you've been nominated for an RDU Magna Award for your song Waiting. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that song?
Well, the tune got made about, I think it was in March last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't finish it in March, but it was like a sort of a long project. Mm. Most of my projects are pretty quick little, like I get the idea and I can finish it really fast, but mm-hmm. this is a bit of a longer one. And the David Lynch thing, I'm a huge fan of David Lynch, and he's a massive inspiration for me. So it just sort of made sense to try and, I don't know, it is a bootleg, but it's, I don't know, it doesn't kind of feel like one in a way. Mm.
Definitely.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of like bass guitar sort of sounds and electronic music and stuff like that. And I don't know, the tune came about in like 3 hours, and then it was like a long process of figuring it out from there, but. That's basically all I can say about it, really.
Mm. Nice. Very cool.
Christchurch, rather, takes from genres across the board. How do you play with genre bend, and which genre do you think your music falls into? It's a question we ask lots of people because Christchurch's genre scene is fluid, I think, is a good word.
Yeah. I think it's dubstep. But dubstep's even morphing and ever changing.
Yeah.
It's not quite what it used to be. It has kind of got a bad name from, the word dubstep from, like, I'd say, but the American sort of...
I think we know what you're talking about, yeah.
But if you know where dubstep comes from and the history of it in England and especially in New Zealand, those guys were coming over here way back in the day with Ill Figs bringing them over and stuff like that on Subtle. And I don't know, and I think we've got to pay a big respect to Figs for making that happen back in the day, and him starting it off and keeping it going, and all the other people coming in like Eyes Down and Rootsfire and Immersion and Kindred and all those sound systems. Like Christchurch is healthy compared to the rest of the country, and the dubstep scene, I think.
Definitely. You've also travelled around the world, really, with your music, from Croatia to Canada and, of course, New Zealand. What's it like playing across different cultures and in different countries? Does it feel very different in different places?
England is really hyped. Like, the crowd, they just go nuts. Like, I mean, Christchurch and New Zealand, they still do as well, but there's a whole other sort of level over there. They just lose their noise, eh?
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty surreal playing in places like Canada and Croatia and stuff like that, playing on a boat and at Outlook a couple of times, and it just doesn't feel real at the time, and you look back and you're like, holy shit, we did that. Like, you know, another person, you know, came with me, it was Accept, he played over there as well, and and Canada Base Coast Festival is probably the best festival I've ever been to, but it was just insane. Like, so well run, 5,000 cap, and just everything is just on point.
Hell yeah!
If we ever get out of this Corona thing, and you can get over to Base Coast, I highly recommend it.
One of these days, in 7 years' time, when we all have the vaccine, we'll head over.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I wanted to ask as well, speaking of traveling to different places and doing all of these different shows and all of that, do you have any particular story or event from the road that stands out to you?
I went to America in 2018 with Ago and Karma, mm-hmm. who are on Inner Mind Recordings also.
Yeah.
And with the boss, Jeremy, who owns Inner Mind, we did a tour for 6 weeks, and we drove for 22 hours from Pennsylvania to Wisconsin.
Wow.
We had a car crash on the way, which wasn't our doing, but yeah. it happened anyway. We got T-boned, and we T-boned someone. Sorry, like they ran a red and
mm-hmm.
and police involved and
oh my goodness.
And then we get to the festival, play that, and then we sleep in the car and drive for 22 hours to get back all the way to Pennsylvania. it's just ridiculous. And we all said, yeah, we'd never do that again. But it was a hell of an experience. I'm glad we did it.
Definitely, wow. Yeah. Something you do once, and then you're like, okay, I think I'm good now.
Yeah, I think we'll fly next time.
Yeah, not a bad idea.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. There's many other stories, but that's one that kind of stands out because it was an absolute. Yeah, shit show.
Hell yeah, it sounds like a shit show.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
What does the future hold for you? New releases, goings on, events, stuff like that?
Well, I'm playing tomorrow night and Saturday in Christchurch with Alex Perez.
Nice.
We've got quite a bit of stuff planned in the future. We're going to bring out a pretty substantially sized EP or nearly album next year.
Awesome.
We'll be making extra music together.
Cool.
Also, I'm playing at Hazchem on Saturday night.
Hell yeah. Very
cool.
A
wee bit of a secret one.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's going to be a big weekend.
Definitely.
Also, got another release coming out with System. We're building like a 6-track double vinyl thing that's probably going to be next year.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
And something again with Inner Mind probably next year too, but. Yeah, just sort of working with those three labels.
Nice.
Inner Mind.
Amazing.
And 1985.
But, very cool.
Yeah.
Do you have any final words for the listeners at home?
Come down tomorrow night or Saturday night, and Saturday night again at Hazchem. Come and see us.
Hell yeah. And make sure to get your votes in for RDU Magnets. Headland, thank you so much for coming onto the show today.
Thanks for having me.
Cool. Catch you, man.
Cheers, boys. Okay, see ya. Bye.